Okay, today's daf is daf Yuma daf Dalad. We'll be starting from the top line, but just one thought on the bottom of yesterday's daf, which continues to today. The beginning of Maseches Yoma talks about the makar for the din of prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So we've had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which the Gemara will continue to discuss today. Rabbi Yochanan, all the way back on Daf Beis, Rabbi Yochanan had said the makar for the Kohen having to separate for 7 days before Yom Kippur is from the Miluim, from the Shivas Yimei Miluim, and the Gemara went into, so why don't you compare it to any of the other Yomim Tovim? And the Gemara finally answered all of the possibilities, and that was all the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the makar is the Shivas Yimei Miluim. At the end of yesterday's Amud on Gimel Amabez, Rish Lakish came up with another makar. Four lines from the bottom, Misinai. From Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the makar, just like there was a prisha on Har Sinai 6 days, and then so too, and the Gemara added on a seventh day, for which we'll talk about in a second. So too, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur has to be poresh before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur for 7 days. So many of the Achronim, I saw B'Shem Rav Menachem Zemba, I'll give it to you from Rav Soloveitchik, the Sefer Avodas Yom Kippur by Rav Soloveitchik, put together by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his son-in-law. And then the first is one piece, and then the second piece is on Daf Yud Beis. So the first piece is on Prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So he says, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas here? It's not just a Machlokas in Limudim. Do you learn it from Har Sinai? Do you learn it from the Miluim? But he thinks, maybe it's as follows. If you learn it from Har Sinai, then the real Machayev of this din is coming into the Makom Kadosh. Because Sinai, there wasn't a special din of Avoda. They weren't doing any Avoda by Har Sinai. So you can't compare that to the Miluim. What's the parallel? What's the connection? The common denominator between the Miluim and, I'm sorry, between Yom Kippur and Har Sinai. The common denominator is the Kedusha Samakom. So every time you have Kedusha Samakom, you need Prisha. Masha'enkin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it might not be that. It's not Dafka learned from Sinai. It's learned from Miluim. So what does Miluim teach me? That might be a din in the Avoda. Whenever you do this Avoda, the Avoda of Yom Kippur, the Avoda, the special Avoda of the Miluim, so then it might be that that you need to do this, have this Prisha. And we'll see in Nafkamina, hopefully later on today. That's what he says. Ima yofusi mi sinai harim echayef hi bias mikdash. Shreb shas bat the Torah hayel sinai did mikdash. Yilu Reb Yochanan dialef miluim nirish hafrasha hi bebechinas hechsher v'achana l'avodas yom ha-kippurim. V'yish kan chova le'he'arech l'ishin skayim avodas yom ba'achshara. Okay, so keep that machlokas in mind, because we're going to have a Nafkamina to that machlokas a little bit later on today's daf. Okay, the Gemara ended off by saying, after it quoted the makar of Rish Lakish from Har Sinai, the Gemara said that's only 6 days. Yeah? Har Sinai would be the Machane Shechina, yeah? Is even more. Well, there is no distinction. Like when we talk about the Machane Shechina Leviyah Yisrael, so within Machane Shechina there are separations. You could talk about on Har Sinai the Zekanim were only allowed to go up to one level, and Aaron and Kohen. You could have a parallel if you continue. But you're right. But really, Machane Shechina encompasses itself different areas. So the Gemara had said after quoting the Makar from Rish Lakish, Har Sinai is Kedushas Mikdash. Right, but it's not Heichal. They say it's Dafka Kodesh Kodesh in that experience. Okay, so the Gemara had ended off by saying, according from Har Sinai, so the Gemara asked on the bottom of Gimel Mabez, that's only 6 days, where do you get the seventh day from? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who's Choshesh L'Tumas Beso. First two words on the Amud, Talam Na'alef. So there, what does that mean? Tumas Beso, as Menachem said yesterday, that not only are we learning it from a Limud, but he's worried that if somebody is Bo El Nida, somebody's with their wife and they turn out to be a Nida, that is Tumas Shevas Yamim, that is an Av HaTumah, so the Mishnah says at the beginning of Caleb, and therefore he'll be Tamei for 7 days, so we don't want to have that, so that's why we add on the seventh day. The Rishonim asked, I don't know if you touched on this yesterday, you might have run out of time, the Rishonim asked, if you already have the reason of Rebutu Ben Mesera of the seventh day, so what do you need the whole Limud for? He had on 7 days for Bo El Nida. So what do you need to hold Limud from Har Sinai 6 days? You're going to need to use this for 7 days anyway. So what do you need this for 6 days? So the Tosis Yishanim alludes to this question. You look at the last Tosis Yishanim on Gibbon Mabez, the last six words. Lakach anu mosif et shvi al shisha da'oraisa. Tosis Yishanim says, you want to have this din to have an ofi of a da'oraisa. According to the reason of Rebbe Beseira, 7 days, that's all Darabanan. So 6 days of da'oraisa, says the Tosis Yishanim. The seventh day is Darabanan. But that's why you want to have the limud, because it is, you want to have at least the 6 days to Oraisa. The Ritva also asked this question, and he does not give that answer of the Tosas Yishanim. which is mashma that the Ritva holds that the whole din of Prisha is an asmachta ba'alma. Even though we have a machlokas about limudim, it's all din rabbanan. Because he doesn't give the answer of the Tosas Yeshanim. We're going to see this in Tosas also. Tosas and Dibur Maschel Nichnusu, we're going to get to, holds that it's all Durabanan. But that's where the Ritva must assume that, because he doesn't give this answer that, oh, they want, what's the point of the limud? Because you want to have a Daraisa. He gives two other answers. He says, number one, he says, if you would just have the reason of Prisha mi beso, because you're worried about Tumah, you wouldn't have to bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. Just separate him from his wife. You have to bring him to the Beis HaMikdash. The Lishkas Palhedrin. You have to bring him all special, keep him inside. That sounds like more of a positive, more of a getting ready for the Avoda. That's one answer. The Ode, second answer, says the Ritva, the Tumah's beso lo shchicha le'me'evid Prisha amtulta. Just for the reason of chashash tumah, you wouldn't make this whole ceremony of prisha. That wouldn't be strong enough. Once you already have 6 days of prisha, okay, we'll be most of another day. Okay, we'll do another day for that chashash. But that chashash ba'alma, that's a chashash ba'alma that is very far fetched. So therefore, we wouldn't be create a whole din for that reason. Once we have the din, then it'll be mosif one day. So those are two other answers. The three answers altogether we have. For the Gemara, why? Again, why does the Gemara require the limud of Har Sinai if we already learned 7 days from the reason of Tumas Beso? So the Tosfos Yeshanim has one answer, the Raisa Rabbanan, and the Ritva gives another two answers. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Gemara, top line, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who says the limud is from the Miluim. The limud is from the Miluim. That's where you learn the din of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol. Says to Reish Lakish, who holds that the limud is from Har Sinai. Bishlama l'didid yalfina mi Miluim. It's good, according to me, that I learned it from the Miluim. To Hainu, that's what the Brisa says. Hainu d'tanya, that's what the Brisa says. Zev zeh mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatos shahayusham. The Brisa later on says that during Zev zeh, Rashi says, the Kohen by Yom Kippur and the Kohen by Parah Aduma had hazza'ah upon them all 7 days from all the chatos, I mean all the previous paradumas, we'll talk about more in a minute, shahayusham, that were there. In other words, during the days of Prisha, the Kohen Gadol not only separated and sat in the Beis HaMikdash and learned about the halachas of Yom Kippur, but he also was sprinkled on. Other Kohanim sprinkled the afer of the paraduma on in each 7 days. Hazza'ah. So says Reb Yochanan to Reish Lakish, that makes sense according to me. Why? The Havinami Hazza b'miluim. Because there was Hazzah, there was sprinkling done on the Kohanim during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. So too, there's sprinkling done during the Yimei Prisha. That makes sense according to me, because that's exactly my makar. So according to me, it makes sense. El didach the Yalfas b'Sinai Hazzah b'Sinai mihavei. But according to you, Reish Lakish, that learns the 7 days of separation of the Kohen Gadol, you learn that from Har Sinai. That, just like Har Sinai had days of separation beforehand, so too the Kohen Gadol, but there was no Hazzah there. There was no sprinkling by Har Sinai. So therefore, you know, how could you have that as a makar? Amarle, there's what to talk about, but let's just finish first. Amarle, 1 second, Reish Lakish is back, Ula Taimeich Minicha. According to you, it makes sense. You're saying, oh, there was Hazzah by Miluim, therefore there's Hazzah by Yom Kippur. But the Eino Dome, the two Hazzahos, B'Miluim Dam HaChamayim. By Miluim, they sprinkled blood on the Kohanim. Here they're sprinkling water mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma. So how could you compare? So where it says, Halo Kasha. That doesn't bother me, says Rabbi Yochanan. Tetani Reb Chiya, Nichnusu Mayim Tachas Dam. Okay, they substitute. The water takes the place of the Dam. Tosfos here says, it's only a Din Durabanan anyway, so you don't have to be so medaptic in the Limudim. That's where Tosfos holds that this whole Din is Durabanan. Tosfos the Nichnusu. Not everybody holds that way, but that's what Tosfos says. Dam, Mayim, okay! So you're not some medactic. But it's Hazzah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so it still makes sense according to me, that there's an idea of Hazzah, you have a makar. But according to you, El Didah Hazzah B'Sinai Mihave. But by you, there is no Hazzah by Har Sinai. So how could you have that as a makar? So answers the Gemara, Amarle Maila Ba'alma. No, really, he answers, you're right, Hazzah is not really a din. So Maila is an extra idea that they do to get the Kohen Gadol into it. But it's not like there's a real chiyuv to do the hazos, so therefore even though there's no real mucker for it, it's still okay. Period. 2 points on what we just learned. The Gemara says that the sprinkled on the Kohen Gadol from all the chatos that were there. And chatos here means paraduma. What does that mean from all the chatos that were there? So Rashi has two days in the last wide line on top, that they kept a little bit of every para aduma in history. they kept a little bit of those ashes and they put it into a container in the Beis HaMikdash. So by every time they used the Paraduma ashes to sprinkle on someone, so then they took a drop of that container. So really it was mixed in of every Paraduma in history. So whenever anybody got sprinkled from the ashes of Paraduma, they were really getting sprinkled from every Paraduma. That's Rashi's first day. Mikol Para Para Hayinosin Ksasl Mishmeres Min Efer Bachel. Right, that's what it says, Mikol Chatos Shahayusha. And the second day is that, no, it doesn't mean all. Va'ani shamati, says Rashi, it means Efer Parah Shel Moshe Lo Kala. The other Paradumas might have been finished, but the first Paraduma that Moshe Rabbeinu did, so those ashes, that stayed forever. They took a drop of that mixed into the other Paros Aduma that they were involving themselves in. Those are 2 days in Rashi. The Rishash here doesn't like the second day, because what does it mean? Mikol Chatos Shahayusham. It's only one extra one. It's only Moshe's. Okay, but that is Mikol Chatos Shahayusham. There's a discussion in the Achronim. What does it mean that how the sprinkling went? Does it mean that they sprinkled every day from everyone? Did they switch off? So there's a machlokas in the Achronim here. You can look at the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah in Para. Different ways how they did. There's another though important discussion which Tosas brings up here. What did the Gemara ask? Gemara's kasha was, Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, according to me, it makes sense that I learn it from the Miluim, because the Miluim have a sprinkling, and I learned that to the Kohen Gadol, who has a sprinkling before the Yom Kippur. But you learn it from Har Sinai. There was no sprinkling by Har Sinai. So how could you learn it, the Din of Hazah? Ask Tosfos, 1 second. Did you read the Psukim? There was sprinkling by Har Sinai. Don't look at Yisro. Look at the end of Mishpatim. The end of Mishpatim has a Beferish that there was sprinkling. So what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara in Maimon Har Sinai Take 2, in the Parsha at the end of Mishpatim, that's where Nasa Benishma is, not in Yisro, says the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu built him his Mizbeach, and he sacrificed Shlamim. Vayigach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayesa Ba'aganos. Moshe took half the blood, put it in pails. Vachatzi Adam Zarak Al Mizbeach. Half the dam he was Zarak on the Mizbeach, and he took the Sefer Abris, and then they said Nasa V'Nishma, and then he took the other half of the dam, and what did he do? Vayigach Moshe Adam Vayizrak Al Ha'am. He sprinkled it on the Am. So he sprinkled half of the Mizbeach, half of the Am. So there was Hazab by the Har Sinai. So what's the whole Shach Levitaria? What's the Gemara talking about? What? On the people involved there was. Oh, so Tosfos in Tiras Hazar, yes, it's Kasha. Yim Tomar, Bahavi Bisina Hazar Tadam, there was. Two answers. Vye Shlomar, Osa Zrika Lohaisa Bishvil Tahara. Shahari Loa Moshe Lavado Nizrak, Ella Al Kol Ha'am, Ella Dama Brisavi. Maybe Alex, this is what you're referring to. There was a Hazar. But there was a different mahus. There was a different nature to the hazah. It wasn't a hazah of tahara, which is what Yom Kippur had. It was a hazah of knisas bris. Hazah of tahara is specific people need to be purified. The Kohen Gadol, or like you were saying, Alex, the Kohanim. But it was a hazah on all Klal Yisrael. So it was a different type of hazah. Different type of hazah. It was a hazah of becoming a Jew. Right, we know that a lot of halachas of geiris are learned from Maimon Har Sinai. One of them is the Zman Beis HaMikdash, the ger, as we had a couple days ago, last off in Shkolim, ger has to bring a karban, and there's a hazah that occurs there. So too here, that's a different type of hazah. Hazah of Knesset Bris and hazah of Tahara, don't compare those hazahs. So it's as if there's no hazah of Tahara. That's what the Gemara's question was. And the second answer is, Inami, says Tosfos, Harchi Gamar Hazah called Zayin Besina Mihave. It wasn't a hazah every day. By Har Sinai, there was one hazah, but Eino Doma to the Kohen Gadol and Miluim, there was a hazah all 7 days. So it's two answers to explain how the Gemara assumes there was no hazah if there was a hazah. This psukim came up, so I'm going to mention this thought again. I mentioned it a couple years ago in a drasha, but it's too good of a thought to pass up. The Gemara here said, the pasuk says, remember the psukim I just read, Vayigach Moshe shechs the carbon. And then it says, Vayigach Moshe chatzi hadam vayasam baganos. Moshe takes half the blood, sprinkles it on the mizbeach, and he takes the other half and sprinkles it on the am. Rashi quotes a medrash. Vayigach Moshe chatzi hadam. The pasuk doesn't say, the pasuk says he sacrifices the animal, he takes half the blood and sprinkles it. So ask the medrash, mi chalako, who split the dam? Who split the dam in half? Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean, who split the dam? What's the big deal about splitting the dam? Mi chalako, ask the medrash, quoted by Rashi. Mi chalako, because the pasuk doesn't say that specifically, that Moshe split the dam and then took half. It skips that step. It just says Moshe took half the dam. So mi chalako, says Rashi, malach ba b'chalko. an angel came down and split the dam. A little Rashi that we will run, it will run through. What do you need a malach to split the dam for? Take half the dam, sprinkle it, and that's it. A malach never came down any other time in history to split the dam. A malach had to come down? Says Rav Huttner. What's going on here? B'nai Yisrael are becoming full Jews now. And lest anyone ever think in history that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro beats out Bein Adam L'Makom, or vice versa. Lest anyone think that the first five Dibros are more important than the second five Dibros, or vice versa. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to sprinkle the Dam, half on the Mizbeach, which symbolizes Bein Adam L'Makom, and half on the Am, symbolizing Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, B'malach V'chilko, says Rav Huttner. A Malach came down, meaning having it exactly, perfectly equal, to make sure we know that we have two halves of our existence, two halves of what we have to do. Says Rav Huttner in the same piece, again, it's part of a larger shir, but Rav Huttner says in the same piece, the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKohen from Radin was not that he wrote the Mishnah Brura, and was not that he wrote Sefer Chafetz Chaim, but that the same author penned both. The same author penned the Mishnah Brura, which goes through every nitty-gritty detail of Bein Adam L'Makom, and the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, which hopefully we'll quote from later on today, which goes into every halacha of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. The same author penned both. The godless of B'malach V'chilko, he devoted his life to both. And that's the godless of the Chafetz Chaim. So that's, once those psukim came up, Derech Agav, I thought I'd mention that thought. Okay, we continue now, about the 10th line down. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavasid Reish Lakish. We're going to bring a brisa to support each of these opinions. The opinion that says Rabbi Yochanan, who says the makar is the miluim, and Reish Lakish, who says the makar is Har Sinai. Again, the makar for Prisha of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Bizos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. The pasuk at the beginning of Achremos. With this avoda, the Aaron HaKohen will come into the Beis HaMikdash. B'masha Amor B'inyan. But we darshan the word bezos doesn't just mean the simple reading of with the following. Bezos means with this, something mentions elsewhere in the Torah. Rashi quotes, bezos HaTorah HaAmor B'inyan. B'makam Acher Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. With this that's mentioned somewhere else in the Torah, Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Mahi, what is the referred to by the word bezos? Be'inyan demiluim. Right, that's the makar for, right, that's the bracelet. That's Rabbi Yochanan, the makar for the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur is the miluim. Uma omor be'inyan demiluim. What's said by the miluim? Aaron pirei shiva v'shimei shom echad. Aaron was separated for 7 days, and then he served one day on the eighth day. Umoshe maser lo kol shiva kivachanchu ba'avoda. And during those 7 days, what we know, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, put down the Mishkan, put it up, put it down. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Aaron a Kohen all about the avoda in the Mishkan. All those 7 days to be mechanichim in the avoda, the afladoro, so too for generations. Kohen Gadol Porei Shiva, Kohen Gadol who takes the place of Aaron HaKohen, separates the 7 days. Umeshami Shomechad, getting ready for Yom Kippur, the one day. Ushnei Talmidei Chachamim, Mitamidav Shem Moshe, Laafukei Tztukin, Moshe Lo Kol Shiva Kedil Chanchu Ba'avoda. And two Talmidei Chachamim take the place of Moshe Rabbeinu, teach him for 7 days the avoda. Why two? Why not one? Why do two people take the place of Moshe? You have one person taking the place of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. What do you need two Talmidei Chachamim taking the place of Moshe Rabbeinu? What? So the Tosfos Harash says that because you want to have Eidus that he does it properly. And you want to have Eidus that he knew the Halacha. Because he's going to do this, what does it say, Lafukei Me'at Tzukim? The Tzukim, we're going to learn later on, one of the major machloksim of the Tzukim and the Prushim was how the Avoda of the Ktores was done on Yom Kippur. The Tzukim says first you have to let it smoke up and then you have to go in. And then Mashenkin, the Prushim, says the whole machlokas, how the avoda was done. So the says the Tosfos Harash, you had to have two Talmidei Chachamim teaching him, so they have ages that he knows the halacha, and he can't say, oh, I didn't know. I wasn't sure what to do. So you have two people, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't need ages. Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of it all, so you can tell Aaron HaKohen. But later on in history, says the Tosfos Harash, you need two to give Eidus, Shem Yishani, Ye'idu Olav Shem Masulo, Helchus Haktara, Lo Yuchal Lomar, Kesavra Yisi Shkacha Yisa Din Haktara. So that's why you need two. But again, it's specifically to go against the Stukim. That's part of, we know during Bayesheni, there were many Koranim Gedolim that were not righteous, that did avoda like the Tzukim, and many of them didn't come out of the Kodesh Kodashim. Right, we know that he kept a rope on the leg of the Kohen Gadol, just in case he didn't come out. So they gave a little tug because this avoda of the Ktores was one of the major points between the Sukkim and the Frushim. So that's why during this 7 day period, we teach the Talmud Chach, we teach the Kohen Gadol all about the Avoda, just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron the first time, so too the two Talmud Chachamim teach every Kohen Gadol. Mikan Amru, and that's where the Brisa continues, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yamim Kipurim, Mafrisha Kohen Gadol Mibeso Milulishkas Parhedrin, we separate him to this special office, Ukashem Shemafrisha Kohen Gadol, and just like we're Mafrish the Kohen Gadol, continues the Brisa, Kach Mafrishin Kohen Asorifis Apara, so too, we separate the Kohen before he's Osek in the Paraduma, like we had on that base, Ulishka Shapnei Bira, Tzafon and Mizracha, the northeast side of the Bira. Ve'chazeh ve'chazeh, this is all the big Brisa, Madanol of Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatosha Yusham, like we had earlier, from during the Kohen Gadol, by Yom Kippur, and the Kohen by Para, we sprinkle on him, V'yim Tamar B'miluim, dam hachamayim, amir nechazu mayim tachas dam. And if you get upset that one place is dam, one place is mayim, don't worry, there's a substitute. V omer, and this is just the conclusion of the brisa, and it also says, and now the brisa quotes beferish, the mucker of Rabbi Yochanan, kasher asav yam azet, tziv asem lasos lachaper aleichem, lasos is a maisa para, lachaper elu maisa yom hakipur. So this was all the brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that the mucker for the prisha of Yom Kippur is from the miluim. And again, as we spoke about in the first 2 minutes of today's shiur, there's lamdas behind. It's not just about limudim, where you learn it from, but there's an important difference between the nature of the din. Somebody had a hand up. No. Continues the Gemara.
Yesterday,
tells us this. How could Rabbi Yochanan argue on a tana?
The answer was that the brisa over here, what answer was?
Supports him. How does this brisa support him? So this brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. The makor is the miluim. Where did it quote Har Sinai? It was a quote Har Sinai. This brisa is only about.
The
Maisa Parah and the Lachaper. Those two pesukim. So this is pointing that view of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, it was Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe. There were two days of the Lomaskana. 2 days. Was Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan's Shemis Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan himself. Well, it's Rabbi Yochanan Shemis Rebbe. That's what we're calling Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Right, so that's so. At the end, I think once it says Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, I think it works out. Continues the Gemara. The high bezo. So now we're just going to ask a little question on this brisa, and then we'll get back to Rabbi Shlakish's right. The high bezo. So what do we say? The extra word bezo means with this. With this doesn't mean with what follows. Bezo yavar aron al kodesh, which is the simple reading of Parshas Achrimos. Bezo means with something else that it says in the Torah. That's what you're going to use now, alluding to the miluim. So ask the Gemara. The high bezo be by little gufe. How do you know bezos is extra? You need bezos to teach you the following. Bezos means the following avodah of Yom Kippur. So how do you know bezos is extra? So the Gemara says, Amri, ilo karban l'chudei. No, if the pasuk just wanted to tell me with this the following, lemakra bazeh o be'eleh. The Torah should have used the words with this, a different word, ze or ele. And Rashi quotes, these are lashon zachar, which would fit in better to the animals that are mentioned in the parsha, which are zacharim. But my bezos, zos is nekeva. So why bezos? Ramina tarti, it must be alluding to be something else, which is the miluim. Umay v'omer. So now we're saying, what's the end of the brisa? Well, the brisa quotes this whole makar from Har Sinai, from miluim, and then it says, v'omer quotes the psukim. The following. V'chi tema, if you would have said, this would have been your potential havamina. V'chi tema, yom ha-kippurim, kama hu devoi prisha, ki da'ashkan b'miluim. Maybe only the first Yom Kippur I would have thought needs prisha. Avol b'yom ha-kippurim da'almalo, but later Yom Kippurs don't need prisha. The first Yom Kippur, fine, but not later on. Inami kohen gadol, kama hu devoi prisha. Or maybe the first kohen gadol needs prisha. Maybe Aaron needs prisha. Avol kohen gadol ba'almalo, but not other kohen gadol. It was a special din. In the first one, the first kohen gadol, the first Yom Kippur, Tashma kasher asa v'chulu, period. That's why it has this extra pasuk to teach me not just, it says bezos and the extra pasuk of kasher asa, to teach me that it's not just the first Yom Kippur, it's not just Aaron HaKohen, but it's all Kohanim Gedolim and it's all Yom Kippurs.
How do you know it's not the first Paraduma?
How do you know it's not just the first Paraduma? Well, that's what we had that discussion the first day. Well, the first Paraduma might have been Lechaper. That was the Rav Yashiv we had on Friday.
Maybe the
Prisha, so... Well, maybe you have to think of a svara. Why would the first paraduma be different than the other ones? Because of the egel. Because they in a chinami. We're going to mention something like that in a minute. But so that's the maskana. Period. There is though something I wanted to mention at the end of Friday's shiur, but I forgot to mention. So I didn't have time to mention. So I'll mention it now. What does the Gemara here say? There's a havamina that Aaron HaKohen would be different. Kamashvelan, he's not different. Lamaskana, it seems like there's no difference. But there is a well-known gra. We're going to make it well known right now. Since Gra is quoted in Kol Eliyahu, it's quoted in the Rashash on Daf Beis, it's quoted in the Meshech Chachma and Achremos. Everybody quotes this Gra. What's the Gra? The Gra says, if you look in Parshas Achremos, it's based on a Medrash, where Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining to Hashem, I don't know what's going to be with Aaron HaKohen. Is he going to be pushed away? Is he really going to do the Avodah? So the Medrash says, in Vayikra Rabbah, the Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Lo K'Shem She'ata Savur. No, it's very different than what you think. Ela B'Kol Sha'a Shehu Rotza Likanes Yikanes, Rak She'yasa K'Seder Hazeh. The Medrash says, but again, the Grum made this, publicized this Medrash, that if you look in Parshas Achremos, the first 20 psukim, there's not a word mentioned about Yom Kippur. The whole perek about the Avodah, Yom Kippur is not mentioned. In the last pasuk of that perek, it says, and every year on the 10th of Tishrei, this should be done by the Kohen Gadol. But the first 25 psukim in the perek is not mentioned. All it says is, Bezos Yavo Aaron al Kodesh. Over and over, it says, Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. It says the Medrash, but really the Gra explicates it. Aaron HaKohen could go into the Kodesh Kadashim any day of the year that he wants to, as long as he does this Avodah mentioned in Achremos. That's the Chiddush of the Gra. Again, based on the Medrash. Aaron HaKohen, every other Kohen Gadol in history, only Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen is a special din. He could go into the Kodesh Kadashim any day, as long as he does this Avodah, listen to Achremos. That's what the Gra says. Why aren't the Karbonos Musaf that are mentioned in Pinchas, why aren't they mentioned in the Avodah of Yom Kippur? Why aren't they mentioned here? There are some Karbonos mentioned here, and some Karbonos not mentioned here. Because this is a din of, this parish is Aaron HaKohen. You're right, not everything is mentioned here, but this is a din of Aaron HaKohen. And that's what we're going to learn later on, that the Psukim don't really fit into the Avodah that we do. Bizman has said, there's a lot of Torah Shabbal Peh, that we need to work out how the Psukim fit into what we do. All the tefillahs and the switching of the begadim, they don't exactly fit into the psukim. Says the Gra, they don't have to, because this parsha is about Aaron HaKohen. This is the avodah that Aaron HaKohen has to do every day, unlike every other Kohen when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, Dafka on Yom Kippur. That's the Gra. So maybe this is a remnant of the Havamina of this Gemara. Because what this Gemara, the Havamina, that maybe Aaron's different? Kamash Malah, no, he's no different. But this is like a remnant of that Havamina, that Aaron HaKohen is different. He could go in every day. So where does this come up in anything that we had so far? So think back to what we started off today's shiur with. We had the question, what's the lumdus behind the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish? What's the lumdus behind whether you learn it from Har Sinai or you learn it from the Miluim? So we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik and from Rav Nachum Zema, why do you need Prisha? Do you need Prisha for 7 days because of the Kedushas Makom? Because the place that you're going into is holy? That's the Har Sinai Makar? Or because you're doing the Avodah of the Yom Kippur? Just like you did the Avodah of the Miluim, you're doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, maybe, now we can talk about, let's say Aaron HaKohen decided today to do the Avodah. Does he need Prisha for 7 days? So say the Achronim, maybe it's Tali on this Machlokas. If he says a din in the Makom, he's going into the Kodesh Kodashim, he needs 7 days of Prisha. Mashiachin, if it's a din in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, he's not doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. He's doing his own Avodah to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So therefore, if it's a din in the Avodah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, like who said, learned it from the Miluim, he wouldn't have to do Prisha for 7 days. Satan Nafkamina, based on this Gra, would Aaron HaKohen, when he would go in, not on Yom Kippur, if he would ever go in on Yom Kippur, so that's why, would he need Zion Yimei Prisha? So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It would be totally on that issue. Okay, here is a Meshech Chachma, when he quotes this Gra, the beginning of Achremos, he expands it a little bit. He doesn't think it's a din in Aaron, he thinks it's a din in the Dor HaMidbar. Because what's the Kodesh Kadashim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence resides there, in the Kodesh Kadashim. So the Meshech Chachma says that the cloud of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested the entire 40 years in the Mishkan. It was there always. So says Meshech Chachma, Mishum she'osan arboim shana haya ha'anan shorah l'mishkan yom v'alayla. V'lachein ba'avodah shebeheichal shesham haya anan Hashem hayadino osan arboim shana kemo b'yom ha'kipurim. Those 40 years had the din of Yom Kippur every day, because the Anam was Shorah there every day. So the Meshech Chachma thinks it wasn't a din in Aaron, it was a din in the Dor HaMidbar. And therefore he says it applies to Elazar also. Aaron's son also would have had this din. It wasn't Dafka din in Aaron HaKohen. This is against the Gra. The Gra, the Medrash and the Gra seems to say it's a din in Aaron HaKohen. But he thinks it's a din in the Dor HaMidbar, and therefore would apply even to Elazar before they came into Eretz Yisrael. You can look at that Meshech Chachma on Achremos Bezos Yava Aaron HaKodesh. Okay, now we continue. Tanya Kavasis, that was all the Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish. So now we're going to bring a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, again, who says the makar for Prisha is Har Sinai. So we have to, for a moment, just read a pasuk in Yisro to know exactly what's going on in the next few lines of the Gemara. The end of Mishpatim. Sorry, so the end of Mishpatim has the following line, right by Matir. Describing Maimon Har Sinai. The pasuk says, Vaya Moshe al Hahar vayichas ha'anan asahar. Moshe goes up the mountain, and the cloud covers the mountain. Listen to the next pasuk. Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. The presence of Hashem rests on Har Sinai. Vayichaseyu ha'anan sheishas yamim. And the cloud covers it. Vayichaseyu. Vayichaseyu ha'anan sheishas yamim. The cloud covers it for 6 days. And on the seventh day, vayikra Moshe b'yam ha'shvi. Moshe is called on the seventh day. So basically the pasuk says, the cloud covers for 6 days, and Hashem calls Moshe on the seventh day. When were these 6 days? When were these 6 days that the pasuk's talking about? And on the seventh day, Moshe was called. That's a machlokas tanon that we're about to have. When were these 6 days, and on the seventh day, Moshe was called? Says the Braisa. Tanya kavasa debesh lakish. Moshe, Allah ban anam, diskase ba anam, diskadesh ba anam. Moshe goes up in the mountain, is covered by the, goes up in the cloud, covered by the cloud, and becomes sanctified in the cloud. Kedei lakabel Torah liyisrael bikdusha, to get the Torah bikdusha, shene'emar, as the pasuk says, vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, the presence of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, ze haya maisa achar aseres hadibros, shehayu tchilo la'arboim yom. Divrei Reb Yossi Haglili. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Reb Yossi Haglili holds that Moshe Rabbeinu required Prisha before he had the experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how this is a makar for Reish Lakish. Because Prisha by Har Sinai, so to Prisha by Yom Kippur. But what were the dates? Says Rashi, the first 6 days of Sivan, Moshe was running around between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, right? Nasa v'nishva, do you accept? Do you accept? So you can't say that those 6 days he was separated. He wasn't like being osek and getting ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rabbi Yossi Haglili, you have to say that there were 6 days of Sivan. On the sixth day, we're going to get to is Maimon Har Sinai. And then until the third, then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai. And he has Prisha for 6 days. He doesn't get the rest of the, he doesn't get the Luchos yet. The Luchos, Haseres HaDibros, everybody heard on Shuas, on Bav Sivan. But for the next 6 days of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that's what the Torah is referring to. From the 7th of Sivan, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and on the 13th day of Sivan, says Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu got a Saras HaDibros. That's according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that there were another 6 days. The 6 days referred to in the Torah were not the first 6 days of Sivan, because you need 6 days of Prisha before you get the Saras HaDibros. So there were 6 days when he was running around at the beginning of Sivan. The next 6 days of Sivan, where Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain having Prisha, on the seventh day Hashem calls him. That's what the pasuk describes. That's the 13th of Sivan, and then he gets the Aseres HaDibros. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that those 6 days were not the 6 days that we call the first 6 days of Sivan, and the 6 days referred to in the Torah were not the same. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and by the way, that's already the raya to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who learns the din of Prisha from Har Sinai, so that's already the mukkar. Let's just finish, and then I'll take the question. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva argues, no. Vayishkon kvod Hashem mei Rosh Chodesh. The kvod Hashem resided from Rosh Chodesh. Vayichaseyu ha'anan lahar. The anan covered the har. Vayikra el Moshe. Says Rabbi Akiva, no. Moshe didn't require 6 days of Prisha. The same 6 days, do you know what 6 days referring to in the Torah? The cloud was on the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. He was busy running around. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't require 6 days of Prisha. The 6 days in the Torah are the first six days of Sivan. No overlap. And on the seventh day, that's when Moshe got the Aseres HaDibros, right then. Machlokas Tanoim, when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Dibros. When did he get the Aseres HaDibros? The Luchos. The Luchos. Find the Bnei Yisrael heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos, Vav or Zayin, which we'll see in a second. But when did he get the rest of the Torah? When did he get the rest of the Luchos? When did he get the Luchos? Machlokas Tanoim. 7th or 13th day. 6th or 7th or 13th day. Vayikra Moshe, so it says Rabbi Akiva, it was all the same day. And though, this is a problem though, because the Pasuk says that on the 7th day Hashem called to Moshe. It was Shavuos, he called to everybody. So you have to say it's Lav Dafka. Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin. Really, Hashem on that seventh day, it wasn't a separate din of Moshe Rabbeinu on the 13th. He was the only one up there. But it was really Shavuos. So on the set, really, all Bnei Yisrael heard. V'lo ba'akad v'alacha kavod l'Moshe. It only mentions Moshe to give him kavod. But really, it means all Bnei Yisrael were really spoken to that day. The Gebraisa continues, two other opinions, why specifically Moshe was singled out, if it really alluded to everybody there. Reb Nassan Omer, lo ba kasav el lamarik achid lefishasiya shebimeyav, lesumu kamal achay asharis. The Pasuk singles out Moshe because Moshe Rabbeinu was being purged of any physical food or drink that was still in his stomach to make him like Malachi, to make him like an angel. Because that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was singled out, because he's going to be like a Malach, he's going to be up there for 40 days, so therefore he had to be purged. So why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu was singled out? Because the colic had a different effect on Moshe Rabbeinu than it did on the other Malachim. He didn't eat for a week, and now he's going to be purged of any remnant of Achila Vishasiyah, so therefore, that's why he singles out Moshe Rabbeinu. 2 points. Number one, asks the Shlach Kodesh asks, weren't they eating the man? Wanting to be purged of the achilu v'shasiya, they were eating spiritual food anyway. So he talks about maybe achilu v'shasiya doesn't mean food; it means like the chumrius, the achila of the eitz hadas that makes him chumri. The Shlach Kodesh relates it to that. That is one discussion here. There's an interesting arsameach. The arsameach says maybe this line of the Gemara is a makar, or at least a remez for a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos. We know there's something called the shvuah shav. If I make a shvuah, I swear that I'm going to fly through the sky like a bird. That's a shvuah shav. It's a false shvuah, and I have to bring a chatas right there. I get malchus right then. Because that's a shvuah. That's it. Boom. I violate. If I swear about something that's impossible, that's called a shvuah shav. Says the Rambam, if somebody swears they will not sleep for 3 days, that's a shvuah shav. If somebody swears they will not ingest anything for 7 days, that's a shvuah shav. You could go without sleep for 2 days, you could go without food for 6 days. But to go without any food or drink for 7 days, sleep for 3 days, that's a shvuah shav. What's the makar for the Rambam about 7 days? So the Arsameach says maybe it's Svara, maybe he was a doctor, maybe he knew. Or he says maybe it's a remez from our Gemara. Because it took 7 days for Moshe Rabbeinu to get purged from all the food and the drink that was in him. So maybe that's the remez, he doesn't say it's a makar, maybe that's a remez to the Rambam, that's where he gets 7 days is the amount of time that you have to have food within 7 days, so alluded to in this Reb Nassan. Continuing, why else was Moshe Rabbeinu singled out? Reb Asi Mecheresh Omer, lo ba kasav el ayim alav. The pasuk is coming to instill fear in Moshe, Kadesh Day Torah Nitenes Be'ema Bereses Ubezeya, so that the Torah is given in trepidation and in shaking. Shenemar, as it says, if there was Hashem Be'ira Vegilu Berada, serve Hashem in fear and rejoice in trembling. My Vegilu Berada, Amar Vada Bar Master, Amar Rav, Makam Gila Sham Tehe Berada. At the place of Gila, which Rashi says is Maimon Har Sinai, that's where you should have Ra'adah. In other words, it's to give Moshe Chizik. Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai, and still, we single Moshe Rabbeinu out to give him Chizik to make sure he knows, he realizes the godless of what is about to occur. Fine. Maybe if we have time at the end, we'll come back to that, to a point in this Gemara. But that's the end of the Brisa. So now the Gemara continues, but my Kamifliki. So how does this support Reish Lakish? It supports Reish Lakish because Rabbi Yossi HaGlili supports Reish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says that Moshe Rabbeinu had Prisha before he got, came from, he got the Aseres HaDibros. So just like he had Prisha, that's the Har Sinai Makar, that's where Reish Lakish learns it from. He learns the Prisha of Yom Kippur from Prisha of Har Sinai. Now we're about to talk about what is the Machlokas between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. How could you compare it? So it's a good question. But the Gemara is assuming that the experience of going into Kodesh Kodashim, that's where the Machane Shechit, that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is. So the Chazal had a Masorta. That's not a parallel, but at least a model. Not exactly a parallel, but I would call it a model. That's just like there was Prisha there, so to this Prisha here. But my Kamifugi, Rabbi Yossi Aglib, Rabbi Akiva, what's the Machlokas about? Whether the 6 days that's referred to in the Torah are the same 6 days, the first 6 days of Sivan, or it's another 6 days? How do they know? So, Beplutta Tahani Tanoi. This Machlokas is based on another Machlokas Tanoi. Titania, as the Brisa says, we had this in Masechet Shabbos, Beshisha Vachodesh in the Torah of Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Omer Beshiva Bo. It's Machlokas whether the Torah was given on the 6th or the 7th day of Sivan. From this Machlokas, everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos, but the Machlokas whether it was given on the 6th or the 7th day. Mandara Beshisha, Beshisha Nitna Beshiva Allah. The one who says it was given on the 6th, it was given on the 6th day, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up the next day on the 7th to get the rest of the Torah. The one who says on the 7th, it was given on the 7th, and he went up on the 7th. Fine, that's one machlokas. So now we're going to link the two machlokas together. So let's focus. It's not, as long as we focus, we'll get it. Rabbi Yossi Aglili serve like a Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like the Tanakama. Again, the Tanakama says that really the experience of Maimon Har Sinai happened on the 6th of Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the 7th. So the Aseres Hadibros were said to everybody on the 6th of Sivan, according to the Tanakama and according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So if you do the math now, it has to be what Rabbi Yossi Aglili said before. Why? To Amar B'shisha B'chodesh in the Torah, Hilkach, Zeh HaYamaisa Achar Aseres Hadibros. You have to say then that the 6 days referred to in the Torah is after the first 6 days of Sivan. Why? Vayishkom Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai vayichatzu anan shishas yamin l'Moshe vayikra Moshe b'yom ha-shvi l'kibulei shar Torah. You have to say, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who is the Tanakama, that it went as follows. That with the first 6 days of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu was running back and forth between the Am, do you agree, Nasa v'nishma, etc. The seventh day was... So the sixth day was Sarah, was Maimon Har Sinai. The next 6 days, Moshe Rabbeinu had Prisha on the mountain, and on the seventh day, meaning the 13th of Sivan, that's when he got the rest of the Torah. Why do you have to say that? Because according to Yossi Aglili, if you said it all overlapped, but then it says on the seventh day Moshe Rabbeinu was called, but v'hal kabilu mishisha, v'salakana mishisha. But it doesn't work out because it says that the seventh day was the special day. So if the seventh day was the special day, but it was finished on the sixth day, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says Bishishi Nitna. So because he says the sixth day was the special day, but the Torah says that the seventh day was special. So you have to say it's referring to a different day. So there were 6 days, and then 6 days, and then the seventh day. That's why Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, because he holds that the Torah was given on the sixth day, he has to say what's referred to in the Torah is not an overlap, but it's the next 7 days. It's from the 7th of Sivan until the 13th of Sivan. That's all Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva says like Rabbi Yossi. No, to Amar b'shivach b'chodesh in the Torah l'Israel. The Torah was given on the seventh day, and therefore everything works out. Because the sixth day, Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need any days of Prisha. So the 6 days Moshe Rabbeinu was running around, on the seventh day he got the Torah. That's it. And that's the seventh day that's referred to in the Torah. Fine, that is the machlokas. Now the Gemara asks, Bishlamo Rabbi Akiva, hayden de b'shkachos la b'shivas b'tamas shabar aluchos. According to Rabbi Akiva, I understand the Mishnah in Tainus. We're getting to this man in a couple of weeks. The Mishnah tells in Tainus there were five tragedies that happened on Shabbos B'Tammuz. There were five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. Right, the summer learning. So one of the five tragedies that happened on Shabbos B'Tammuz was that the luchos were broken. So if you do the math, says the Gemara, that works according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, there wasn't an extra 6 days anywhere. So if you do the math, so Shavuos, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the rest of the luchos. Esther and Varva to Sivan. You have another 24 days in Sivan, because the first 6 days of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu has it, above Sivan. 24 days of Sivan. And then Veshisa to Tammuz, another 16 days of Tammuz. 40 days after Shavuos is Shavuos B'Tammuz. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it works out, because there was no extra 6 days in the middle. So if it works out, the 40 days after Shavuos is Shavuos B'Tammuz, that's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down and broke the luchos. Malo Laharban Yomin, Davi Bahar, 40 days are finished. Ubishiv Sabatamas Nachis, the 17th of Tammuz, he goes down. Vyasa Vitavrina Luchos, he broke the Luchos. And that's also, by the way, it continues. Moshe Rabbeinu on the 18th of Tammuz goes back up. Another 40 days, he comes down and gets forgiveness. 40 days later, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, he comes down. And then he goes up for the third 40 days on Rosh Chodesh Elul, coming down finally on Yom Kippur, after 120 days in Shamayim, with Luchos Shnios. That's why the math works. Rashi quotes this all in Kisisa. Yeah. On the 7th, and on that day Moshe Rabbeinu went up also, on the 7th day. It's counted as both. Right, that's what the Gemara said before. B'shvi nitno, b'shvi Allah. Counts as both. Elul, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Shisha, Deprisha, Barabon, Dahar. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he has an extra 6 days in there, so then, aren't you off a week? Because if you don't start counting the 40 days until 6 days later, you're off by a week. So, Ad Esrin Vitlas V'Tammuz, Lo Isbar Luchos. The Luchos didn't break until the 23rd of Tammuz, a week later. So Amal Chabi Yosei Glili, Arbon Zahar Bahadi Shisha Deprisha. No, the 6 days are included in the 40. It wasn't an extra 6 days. The 6 days are included in the 40 days. Period. Good. Amar Mar. So now we're going to refer to a sign quoted earlier in the Brisa. Yeah. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't celebrate Shavuos on the day that the Torah was given. Correct. Well, we might not celebrate, but we mentioned this on Shavuos, that if you do the math, that really the Torah was given on the day of the 6th of Sivan was Friday that year, and we celebrate Shabbos right? Everybody agrees. The Magen Avraham talks about this problem. We did the math. It was the first 51st day. It was the 51st day. That's what we said from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch said we celebrate that we readied ourselves to get the Torah, not that we definitely got the Torah. See, even after the counting. So look at Rav Hirsch in MR. That's what he says there. But you're right. According to a lot of calculations, we're off by a day. According to different Tanaim, but that's Kabbalah Torah is every day. Amar Amar. Vayikra Moshe, we mentioned earlier that Hashem spoke to Moshe, but really when it says Moshe v'chai Yisrael omtin, according to Rabbi Kiva, it meant that all B'nai Yisrael were there. So beside the Rabbi Lazar, this is a riot Rabbi Lazar who said it beferish. Damar Rabbi Lazar, Vayikra Moshe v'chai Yisrael omtin, v'lo v'chasav v'alach l'kov kavala Moshe. So he brought kavit to Moshe. So really everybody else heard it. Meisvei, ask the Brisa, Kasha, there's a pasuk in yesterday's parsha. Yesterday's parsha, the pasuk says, Rashi quotes the parsha. The pasuk. Look in Rashi, kolo, kolilov, you see that pasuk? Vayishma sakol midaber elov. So Hashem, Moshe heard the voice, midaber elov. Midaber, right? So it's like misdaber. Misdaber elov, speaking to him. The pasuk says, elov. So the Gemara says, kolo, kol elov. Why did it say a love and not lo? Moshe shama v'chayisa lo shama. We darshan that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice of Hashem from the Mishkan. Nobody else. So why does it say, what do you mean that everybody else heard it at Har Sinai? So Gemara says it's a big difference. Lo kasha haba Sinai haba Olmoed. There's a big difference between Har Sinai and Olmoed. At Har Sinai, everybody heard the voice of Hashem. In Olmoed, yesterday's Parsha, the end of Parsha is not so. Only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. V'iba yisema? Ha lo kasha haba kri haba dibur. Or another way to understand it, the difference is kriya and dibur. When it says dibur, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Kriya by Har Sinai, everybody else could have heard as well. There's a difference way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself, kaviyacho, between kriya and dibur. That's the question. What about other places in the Torah where it says vayikra? It doesn't say vayikra too many times. Let's say vayikra, most of the time is vayidaber. So most of the time is only Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to analyze those few times that it says vayikra. Reb Zrika. So there's a beautiful thought on this line, but first let's finish and then I'll come back. Reb Zrika. Rami cry kamed Reb Elazar va'amila am Reb Zrika. Reb Elazar Rami. Either Reb Zrika brought up this stira in front of Reb Elazar, or he quoted Reb Elazar saying this stira. One pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu could not go in because of the cloud. But the pasuk by Har Sinai says Moshe did go in. So again, you might have answered Olmoed Har Sinai. Difference, but again, it doesn't answer that here. Malamed. It says that no. What do you mean Moshe came into the Anan? As if Hashem grabbed Moshe and brought him into the cloud. So did Moshe go in or not? So did he get to go into the cloud of Hashem or not? So Nemar Khan Betoch and Nemar Lahalan Betoch. We have a limo that says no. Maybe this is what it means. That just like here it says he went in Betoch Anan. That's similar to what it says by Kriyas Yamsuf. What does Besoch Hayam mean? Malahalan Shvil Dachsev Amayim Lem Choma. Just like they are meant a path in the middle of the water. Afkan Shvil. So to hear Hashem made a path in the middle of the cloud to let Moshe Rabbeinu in. Vinikras, but Visakosias Kapian, I remember the Pesukim there in Kisisa. Look, but Pesuk, he makes a shvil, whatever this means. Whatever this means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, let Moshe Rabbeinu in somehow. Vayikra Moshe Vayadabe, Allah make them Kriya Ladibur. So once we're talking about Kriya and Dibur, the Gemara continues. Why did it say Hashem first called to Moshe? First Pasuk in Vayikra. Hashem called and then spoke. Why Kriya before Dibur? Linda Torah Derech Eretz, this is Derech Eretz. Teaching you a lesson. Shalom Yom Adam Lavar Lachaveira Eloke Koreu. Don't, when you meet somebody, don't just like be on going 50 miles an hour right when you meet them. First say hello, how you doing? Vayikra Moshe, and then Vayadaber. When you first meet somebody, it's a marker for saying hello to people, right? Now before just rushing into the conversation. Misaila Rabbi Chanina, this is what Rabbi Chanina said. Rabbi Chanina lo yomar adam davar chaveru elam kin koreu. First call him. Lamar, what does the word lamar in the pasuk teach me? Amar of Rabba minayin lo omer davar lachaveru. How do you know that if you tell your friend something, shehuba bal yomar, that the person listening is not allowed to tell anybody else what you're telling him? You could assume that what you're being told is private unless they tell you you're allowed to say this over. Right? Because it says lemar, and that's a darshan lo omer. Lemar lo omer, don't say. Meaning the assumption is keep things private. The Chavetz Chaim talks about this in Shmiras HaLashon. I said I would refer to it. So he says l'chora, this might only be on the context. If it's said in front of 20 people, so then you could assume that person doesn't care if it's public. But if somebody tells you something, even if he doesn't say in confidence, if he does tell something privately, in most cases, you're not allowed to mention that outside unless they give you explicit permission. Okay, one other thought before we finish for today. And that is, the Gemara quoted, the Gemara was talking about this pasuk of kol lo kol elav. Vayishma es hakol midaber elav. But the kol was heard. Rashi quotes in yesterday, the end of yesterday's parsha, that the kol was from Ol Moed, but it wasn't really, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it, and nobody else. Rav Arya Levine, he has a commentary on Pirkei Avos, called Rav Arya Haya Omer. So on the first mission in Pirkei Avos, he discusses, as many of the Mefarshim do on the first Mishnah, the language, the verbs in the first Mishnah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, umisara liYoshua, biYeshua zekenim zekenim l'neviim. Why does it first use the verb kibel and then misara? Why doesn't it say Hashem masar Torah l'Moshe, umisara liYeshua, biYeshua zekenim? Either use always masar or always kibel. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, biYeshua kibel miMoshe, zekenim kibel miYeshua. Why isn't it parallel? It first says masar and then kibel. So it says Rabbi Levine, he quotes our pasuk that we're talking about here. Vayishmas akol midaber elav, that it says midaber. And what does Rashi say on midaber? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu really didn't say anything to Moshe directly. What is it? Shahi akol midaberim atzmo u'Moshe hayashomea. Rashi says really the Kol Hashem was kabayachol talking by itself and Moshe heard. Ki eino kavod klapei mala lomar shehu midaber hu yizbarach in basar v'adam. Kashi yidaber ravim talmido. You can't say that Hashem talks to somebody. It's got to be that Hashem is midaber, kaviyachol, Hashem's talking to himself, and then Moshe Rabbeinu kind of overhears. That's what Rashi says in yesterday's parsha, what the pasuk means by yishma esakol midaber elav. It's kind of midaber. The voice is talking to itself, and Moshe Rabbeinu overhears. Why? So Rabbi Levine expands. Shadibro yisbarach ein b'mitzius baser v'adam lahasik. Hashem's speech, as we know, Hashem echad. We can't understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks. His speech is not separate from himself. It's all one thing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't really understand. So you can't say that Hashem speaks to a person like a person speaks to a person. So it has to be that really it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something and we kind of overhear. But it's not that he is actively talking to another party. So says Rabbi Levine, that's why the Mishnah has to say Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai. Because Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai, Kibel, the focus is on the acceptor. It's focused on the listener. You can't say Hashem Masar. No, Hashem didn't actively do anything. Hashem directly didn't do anything. You can't say he did. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something. Moshe Rabbeinu overheard. Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of did something. Moshe was there to get it. The next verb, though, Moshe could take an active part in the next one. Umisara liYoshua. That's what the next verb is. Moshe Rabbeinu takes an active giving over to Yoshua. Deloshen Kabbalah Moreh B'Koach HaMushpa. Deloshen Mesira Moreh B'Koach HaMashpia. That's why the Mishnah has to say Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai Masorah liYoshua, based on this pasuk that we referred to by Yishma Sechol Midaberi Lav, kind of hearing from the outside, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really talking to himself. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will, B'ezras Hashem, continue. Okay, the Gemara gets back to Rabbi Yochanan Meish Lakish in the next words. Any sponsor?
Part of the Milo unique relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu that he could initiate a conversation to?
Right, so what does that mean? Can he initiate